Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Keith?
Oh.
Hi.
Oh, are you there?
Yeah, can
there
you hear
go.
Me?
There we go, okay.
Hi.
Yeah, I picked you over to my truck. So, sorry, it just moved you over to my truck.
Oh, okay. And in case you didn't hear when it moved you over, I'm a new person. Tara had transferred the call to me. My name's Tina. How are you?
I'm good, Tina. How are you?
Well,
I'm hot
good.
And sweaty.
You need some lemonade and an umbrella, it sounds like, huh?
Yeah, or maybe some other kind of cold beverage.
There you go. I like how you think. My dad's German, so he has a beer every day. He's 81 years old and in perfect shape. Yeah, he just went walking all around downtown Chicago over the weekend with no problems. And I'm like, man, there's something to that beer trick that he has.
I should be good until 200 then, you know.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I mean, there's something to it. The funny thing is he doesn't drink water. He only drinks beer, and I don't understand how that works, but it's working for him.
Crazy.
Isn't it crazy? I know. He's in perfect health. So,
well,
I should have
been born back in the 1700s when that's all they drank.
Yeah.
They drink the water.
Yeah, he does tell me he's got a habit of waking up every night in the middle of the night and eating an apple. So I guess his apple and his beer a day combination is working well.
And so he needs to come up with a new slogan. Apple and a beer a day.
There you go. I'm going to tell him, you know what? I should get him a shirt like that for his birthday. I bet he'd love it.
That's right. Yep.
So I know you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
I'm an old school business person, you know, I mean, I grew up on a tobacco farm.
Okay.
So, and the businesses that I have had in the past mostly were built by referrals.
Okay.
You know, and but in today's times, and I'm not going, you know, I'm too old to be going and knocking door to door and, you know, crap like that, trying to get more mowing clients.
Right.
So I know the value. I understand the value. You know, we have a Facebook page, so, you know, I load stuff on that. But, you know, our website is just a website. It's not, there's no meat to it. It just says call for an appointment. You know, so I know that we would have to greatly improve that, which my wife and daughter, they do those things. But I get it. I understand Google. I mean, you know, when I want something, I search the internet. So, you know, the only thing is I'm not sure about the area that it'll cover because I'm a solo operator.
Okay.
So, you know, I only want to work in a couple of zip codes. So, you know, I don't want to broadcast too wide of a thing and then, you know, and then come up that I have to tell people sorry, you know, because that's just kind of shitty. But,
right.
But I'm not disinterested, so I'm intrigued. How about that?
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad that you're intrigued because this is an amazing opportunity for your business. It's something that will propel you to the next level. And for somebody that's old school in your business design where you like to build your business on referrals, you're going to do phenomenally well with a program like this because Google is the number one referral company in the world. Because look at it like this. Let's say that I'm new to your area and I need your service and I happen to come across, you know, a friend or a relative or a colleague that recommends you. Of course I'm going to hire you because that's word of mouth and that's the strongest recommendation you can get. But if I don't have that type of a personal connection, I'm going to just type into the computer what I need. And this way YardWorks is still going to come up on the first page as a top recommended company. And not only will you come up on the first page, but it's an exclusive listing that just became available. We are filling it today. So once we begin working with you, we'll close out the entire category, and we can't work with anyone else that does what you do. So I'm sure that you can see the value of being placed on the search engines in front of your competitors, right?
So here's a question. I know I'm actually picking up several clients right now because I guess it's getting hot, and a lot of lawn care guys have stopped appearing. They're gone out of business. You know, the fuel prices is driving them through the I just filled up 4 gas cans, costing me $138.
Oh my goodness! Wow.
Yeah.
It's got to be difficult in your industry for sure.
Well, you know, that's all we're relying on, and everything we do has a gas engine. You
right.
know, the battery equipment just isn't there yet. So, although I just pulled up to the house, so we're going to go in and we're going to have this conversation with my wife.
Okay.
Well, so nice to be. Yeah, that's the beauty of me of working in Landrum and Campobello is I'm so nice or so close to home.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll keep you close to home to answer your initial concern because there's a solid book of business in your backyard. The problem is you have a weak internet presence, so it's slipping through your fingers, and this is something that will put you front and center and help you capture that business and get your phone ringing. And since you're looking...
Google. Okay. Sorry, I just walked in the door. I asked my
That's
wife
okay.
to be on the call.
Yeah, please. What's her name?
Becky,
okay. So we'll wait for her to join us. While we're waiting, I was going to tell you the beauty of a program like this, Keith, is it's a month-to-month subscription with no contracts. So let's say that you get to your goal of 40 or 50 biweekly clients each month, and you don't want to take on more, you can always call in and put the program on a seasonal hold or pause it or cancel it altogether. And then, you know, when you need more, you can reinstate it. So that's the beauty of something like this, you know, talking about the seasonal hold. So we won't make you, you know, or expect you to pay for the service during months where you're not using it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
So I'm a little there is now a void in our area for lawn care. Mm-hmm. Someone has stopped using Google, and there is an opportunity to be on Google and be at the top and all this fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to, you know, of course, they're doing just a little bit of pressure. You know, to close this quickly, but they're not high pressuring me. So, but I told them I was not going to make any kind of decision like this unless I was talking to you.
Right. So, hi
Becky.
Hi, Tina.
Hi.
I do have a question. How is this different than your regular advertising program?
So one thing I want to clarify in what Keith explained to you is we're not Google. Google doesn't call the general public. However, we're a premier partner to Google, and our company name is Local Splash, okay? And so what we do is we specialize on the first page placement in the local maps, and we only work with one company per category per area to ensure that the one client that we work with gets the maximum amount of phone calls. So that's what he was talking about when he said, you know, a position became available and we're filling it today. That's because we have a team of, you know, technicians actively calling through the area to fill that listing, okay? Now, the difference between that and what you can get by calling Google directly is Google offers Google Guaranteed Program, which is a pay-per-lead. We offer that too, but you could also do Google pay-per-click ads. And the problem with the Google pay-per-click ads from, you know, a lot of people that we work with, and we offer the paid ads too, is that you guys would have to pay for the click, whether it's a competing company clicking on it, somebody clicking on it trying to sell you something, or an actual potential client. you see? Mm-hmm. So that's, for instance, if you did a search for lawn care for Landrum, you'll see a couple of companies that come up at the top that actually see ad, they say ad next to them. That's the mm-hmm. companies that Google makes millions and millions and millions of dollars nationwide every year just by running those ads because they're charging people per click. So the companies right. that show in the map section, which is what we specialize in, those companies are in the highest revenue generating section, meaning statistically speaking, 87% of consumers will bypass the paid ads and go straight to the local listings, which is where we place you. And it's mm-hmm. unlimited clicks. So you'll be there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks. So you don't ever have to worry about, you know, paying more money into the budget or anything like that. We just charge a flat rate month to month, whether you guys get 5 jobs or 50 jobs. You still pay that same flat rate. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, good. Yeah.
You're a partner to Google, and they give you access to that map function. Is that, am I understanding your relationship with them correctly?
So what the premier partnership means is, and there's only a handful of companies in the entire nation that has a premier partnership. We're one of them. What it means mm-hmm. is that Google actually has a support staff on site for us. So anytime you work with a premier partner, you'll have that extra support staff available for your business. And that's very, very important because let's say that your Google listing gets verified and published and it's on the first page and everything's going great and all of a sudden it goes into suspension or something happens with the listing where Google takes it down. We have a team of technicians that gets on the phone and we call our technicians and we get those issues fixed readily. I don't know if you've ever tried to call Google, but it's almost impossible to get through to someone, right? So yeah, that's a huge right. benefit is we have our own support staff on site at Google being a premier partner to them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Keith and I have not discussed pricing yet, but I want to let you know that because you're a newer business to the area, you guys are going to qualify for our new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing. And it'll set mm-hmm. everything for at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you is not only your first page listing on the major search engines, but also all of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the programming into the mobile platform. So for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah.
Right? So that's a different search result altogether. So once we program YardWorks into the mobile platform, now you're going to have all of the calls coming through for people finding you on the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. And, you know, Keith was telling me a little bit about you and your efforts and how you built the site and you have a business Facebook page, which is phenomenal because we're a premier partner to Google. Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads, okay? So that's already included in this package, Becky, and how that works is the search engines will track what people are searching for in your area. So now, next time they go on their news feed, guess what? There's going to be a little promotion for YardWorks popping up front and center. So it's something that's designed to get you even more business coming from the social media platform, okay? And then you'll also have a detailed tracking system. And that tracking system is going to allow you to see not only the new clients that you've received, but also you'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they came from. That way, everything is very transparent. And then as you guys do the tracking, if you ever notice that certain keywords are working better than others, then you'll also have the ability to switch those out through the account management team here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, how are you guys feeling about this? Being that it's a month-to-month program, what I was explaining to Keith earlier when he was waiting for you to get on the line is his objective, he said, was to get 40 to 50 solid biweekly or monthly clients that he can, you know, service on a day-to-day basis, right? So when you get to capacity and you guys are at that mark, he can call in and he can have us put this on a seasonal hold, or he can cancel the program altogether, because we don't expect you to pay for service during months that you're not using it, which is why we go month to month with all of our clients.
Right. So when we pull up the Google on the iPhone for...
I'm not finding anybody.
Well, I just saw three people.
Yeah, they say they're serving Landrum. It doesn't say that they're in Landrum. That's what I was curious about.
Well, but they're local. So there's three people who do pop up.
Yes.
So, I mean, tell me about that, I guess, how that would look if we were to get on.
So our company works exclusively with one company per category per area. However, there will be other businesses on the first page that are either working with another premier partner to Google. Perhaps they have an on-site marketing person that does the optimization for them. We happen to be the best of the best in the industry, which is why our clients rank so high. But there will be other companies on the first page. But one thing I want to let both of you know is that statistically speaking, when a consumer does a search, 87% will hire off the first page. Okay, so you're going to be in a spotlight position there. But also, we're very big on focusing on conversion, okay? Making sure that when a potential client sees you, they have that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you prior to picking up the phone and calling you. And how that's done is when we're optimizing the Google listing and all of the directories and the other social media, we have the ability to upload your logo or pictures, examples of photos, before and after pictures, anything that would promote you as a trusted business in the community. Because what all of that will do is it's going to give a potential client a warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you prior to picking up the phone and calling you, right? Because they'll have that extra credibility available to them. So, you know, being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you both would like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
I'm not sure. We already have a lot of advertising dollars spread in other places that are serving us well, so I can't say necessarily that we have it in the budget. I think we're going to need to have a conversation about that. What is the situation with, you know, with this offer? Is it like as long as we're on the phone or to the end of the day, or we can call you back, or how do you do that?
It's first come, first serve. So we have 40 technicians that are calling out and only one position available. Because of the profitability, a position of this magnitude, it will fill within 3 to 5 phone calls. So either it'll be you guys benefiting, you know, from the book of business that's in your backyard, or it'll be a competing company. But I want to let you know, Becky, that I'm very thankful that you're being honest with me and you're telling me that it's coming down to dollars and cents, because if the $398 is a little bit of a stretch on the budget today, one thing I would be willing to do is see if they would allow me to put something together for you along the lines of making things more affordable. Because I know that you're absolutely going to love this program. There's no question. And I don't know if Tara shared with you the analytics. Keith, before he spoke with me, he was speaking to one of the mapping coordinators. Her name was Tara. So I don't know if she shared with you the analytics as to what's trending in the area, but I want to let you both know. Okay, so that's good. I was doing a query while I was talking to you. And just in the last 30 days in your area, there were 1,018 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So that tells me that there's a solid book of business in your backyard the problem is it's slipping through your fingers because you have a weaker internet presence, and this is something that will put you front and center, get your phone ringing, and help you capture that business. Now, I don't want you to think that I'm saying in any way, shape, or form, you know, oh, sign up with the program and you'll get 1,018 clients, because that's also not realistic, right? But what we know is, yeah, you don't want that. You might not have an early retirement and you might not make it if you're working that hard, right? But since 87% will hire off the first page, for you guys as a small business, even a percentage of that is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. So here's what I'm thinking, Becky. I had to do this once before, and they actually approved it for me, where they had allowed me to put a client into my personal friends and family rate. So if I could get this authorized for you, it will reduce your monthly fee down to just $249, and it would reduce the setup fee down to half, so $49. So if I could get this approved, it's going to save you $100 today, plus it would save you $50 each month moving forward. And I think that that $249, if you were to calculate it out, it comes to only $8 a day to increase your business. So in order to do this, what I would have to do is send out a request to my supervisor and explain the situation. And, of course, I'll get either an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going for just $298 out the door, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you an opportunity to try this for a month or so, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Possibly. What were you talking about? You quickly kind of said something about bundling, since I have a business as well. Is that what does that look like, or what did you mean by that?
Oh, no, I was just talking about how Google allows us to bundle our services with the Facebook ads. But if somebody, yeah, has two separate businesses, they pay for each profile separately.
I see. Okay. Oh, good. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah.
Okay,
but question.
Got it.
Do you mind if we put you on hold for just a couple minutes?
Yes. Yeah, take your time. I'll wait for you. I want you both to be 100% comfortable before you do anything. So, yeah, go ahead. I'll be on hold here.
Yeah, just give us about 2 minutes.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, I just popped into a part of the conversation I wanted to bring you into and make sure I understand that what you were talking about, like where you bundle the Facebook ads, is that was considered retargeting, where if they go on Google and then and go out on Facebook, it like kind of puts us back in front of them. Is that what that is that you're talking about?
Exactly, exactly. The search engines are tracking what they're searching for. So next time they go on their newsfeed, that retargeting will bring your Facebook promotion up in front of them.
Right. Okay. All right. That's what I thought. And basically what it comes down to is that this is, you know, I'm a business consultant, so this is all stuff I'm pretty familiar with, but I'm not an expert when it comes to web and SEO optimization and advertising. So I think that, I think based on what Keith said and what you just explained, that it was probably worthwhile for us to consider it if we could get that reduced rate. Would you agree with that, Keith?
Yeah, I do.
So I'll let you two finish it up. But if you want to send that request and let us know what you come up with, that would be helpful. And thank you for your time.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You. It was nice meeting you, Becky, and have a really profitable year. I know you'll love it. So I'm sending out the request and then I'll finish up with Keith. And if you ever want to be involved in, you know, doing updates on the account or anything, I'll put your name on here as an authorized user so you can always call in as well as Keith to make any kind of updates, okay?
That's
yeah.
Wonderful. Very
yeah.
Helpful.
Yeah, thank
okay.
you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Nice meeting you. So I'm sending out the request right now as we speak, Keith, and then while I wait on their response, I'm just going to verify your information. So if everything goes well, I'll send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
We can use the SC Yardworks with an X, YARDWORX at Gmail.
Love that. I love the logo. By the way, I was looking at your site.
Like the Leo.
Yeah, did she come up with that or did you?
So we put that out for, what was that place you put it out? Freelancer for a Bid. So basically we sent it out to the world with an idea. And
yeah.
We got almost 200 responses. So, and that was the one that, you know, I kept coming back to. So.
Yeah, I like it. It's simple, but it has your tools on there. And the way that one tool is coming
yeah.
down across, it kind of almost accentuates the X, even though it's not on the X. You know, I like it. I
yeah.
like it a lot.
That was my initial thing is I wanted that weed eater to be in the X. But
yeah.
I'm glad the way that it turned out, simply because it would make it long. Would make the words longer, and it would, you know, so, it, yeah, we like it. It's simple.
Yeah, it looks better.
You know, it's a good brand that, you know, because so many people these days, they'll letter up their entire trucks, and you end up having to read the truck from front to back. You know, where mine, you know, you just, there it is. So.
Yeah,
I'm
a fan of simplicity, and I think less is more when it comes to putting things out there, because if, like you say, there's too much to read on a signage on a truck or something, people aren't going to get the point. It's better to just have the logo and a phone number than to have all of that extra stuff on there. You know what I mean?
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's your last name, Keith?
O'Neill, O'N. E-I-L-L.
And then is this the phone number you would like displayed on Google?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or would everything go through this main number?
Yeah. We're small.
Okay.
Just me.
And there you go. Okay, perfect. And then give me a second. It's having me type in the email one more time. It didn't stick, but sometimes computers have a mind of their own. So SC Yardworks with an X at gmail.com,
mm-hmm.
correct? Okay,
yes.
Let's see if it sticks. Oh, now it did stick. Okay, perfect. And is the N a capital in O'Neill, O'Neill?
Yes, both the O and N are capital.
Are capitals. Okay, perfect. Now, for the listing on Google, do you want it to show as Yardworks, or would I put in Inc. or LLC, anything like that? What's your thoughts there?
No, I'm a DBA, so the actual business name isn't Yardwork. So yeah, just Yardwork by itself. You know, we don't have to put the DBA in there to get it complicated. So
I agree. I think that
yeah,
because you have such
yeah.
a cool logo and such a cool name, leave it at Yardwork. That way people will
yeah.
start to recognize the branding of it too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And what I did was when we first started sending out mailers, the name of my business is my initials. It's KAO Services. And
okay.
That's an LLC. And what we did is on the back of our postcard mailers, we put that Yardwork was a subsidiary of what we call Chaos. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was raising questions. People thought that, you know, Yardwork was part of this huge conglomerate, you know, that kind of thing. So, no, we're just going to leave it as Yardwork. And,
yeah,
you know,
you don't want to create any type of confusion. I agree. So
yeah.
Is the 239 Kirkland Avenue, is that a physical address where you can receive mail?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So if Becky hasn't already initiated a PIN code from Google, because I know she was working on the Google business page, that's the same address that we'll use. So in the event that you get a PIN verification code in the mail, it will be there within
mm-hmm.
5 to 10 days. Just make sure to get it back to us because it's a very important part of the process, okay? And then give me a second here, Keith, because I'm getting a reply.
Are you there?
Excellent. Yes, I'm just getting a reply on my request, so I was excited. He said to go ahead and enroll you in the friends and family pricing, and he's giving me the promo codes to apply that. So just give me a second here so I can activate this pricing. And then did you want to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Credit card.
And it's your name on the card, Keith, or the company name, or both?
Yeah. It's my name, and then it's the KAO Services LLC is on it.
Okay, Keith O'Neill, KAO Services LLC. Is the Kirkland Avenue also the billing address?
It is.
Okay, and then the card number?
3767-5157-2917-007.
Okay, expiration?
327.
And the code on the back?
0812.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's an MX, so it's on the front. 0812?
Yep.
Correct? Okay, perfect. Oh, never mind. I thought I hit a button and erased it, but it's still here. Okay, so what I'm going to do right now, Keith, is go through a voice verification recording that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create an appointment for my technician to call you, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. So what this says is to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Yardworks.
Perfect. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Keith O'Neill, owner.
And then are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, June 29th, in the non-refundable amount of just $298. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 29th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And I'm looking at my technician's calendar, and I have an appointment coming up at 5 o'clock your time or 6 o'clock. If that doesn't work, we can see what's open tomorrow. But do you want to have the client interview right away?
Yeah, 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's what I recommend because that's what gets the whole ball rolling, so to speak. So I'm blocking out an hour from 5 to 6 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 5:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then lastly, you should have just received a text message from us, Keith, that says thank you for choosing Local Splash.
I did.
Okay. Since I gave you special pricing that's not available to the general public, I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that the pricing never goes up for you down the road. So if you click on the little link there that says click here to accept your subscription terms.
All right.
That will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience, and then just scroll all the way to the bottom. There's a little box that you have to check to show that you're authorized on the account, and then once you check that, plug your name in and hit Confirm Signature. Now, if you do it properly, it will ask you for a username and a password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided at the client interview. My main thing is just getting your pricing locked in.
Signature and does not match.
Oh.
Please type your name exactly. Appears Keith. You know. Well, I typed it properly.
Let me look real quick here.
Fix the highlighter.
Because I had someone once that had like a space before and it took us. No, it's O apostrophe N. E-I-L-L, did I spell it right?
Yeah, you did, and it says that, but then it says fix the highlighted portion of the text, and it has parentheses, but I used an apostrophe. Let's try this again.
Oh, how weird. I'm telling you, computers have a mind of their own sometimes.
Here's Keith O'Neill, fix the highlighted portion of the text. So... what if I, if I put in the parentheses, it'll accept it? Let's try this again. Right, I'm going to go back up and uncheck and then check again.
If it doesn't go through, I can have our tech team fix it in time for the client interview. It could be that it doesn't like the character, that there's an apostrophe in there, but I can, I have a special department that can fix it, but hopefully
do it. Take the apostrophe. I'll just take the apostrophe out, see if it likes that.
Yeah, let me look on my end if it's showing the apostrophe. Let me see.
It's saying fix the highlighted portion of the text Keith O'Neill. But now it's showing it. Okay. Now it's wanting me to put an apostrophe in.
Oh, there you go. And you didn't forget to check the little box above that says I certify that I'm authorized, right?
Yeah, it's still not like.
It's still not
but
like.
I did get a text that says, welcome. So,
oh, let me look and see. But nothing asking you for a username and password, right? That's usually the sign that it went through.
I don't know. This is weird.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try to. I don't know if this is going to work. It's just going to be a troubleshooting just to save the. Both of us a lot of time is I'm going to try to go in and take the apostrophe out just for the e-signature purposes, and I'll resend it and see if that will allow it to go through. And then if it doesn't, don't worry. The tech team will have it fixed by the time, you know, they call you.
I don't care whether it's in there or not. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that it gets done. So, 'cause like I say, a little grandfather you into that rate. So let's just see here. I'm going to find the invoice that says local splash initial invoice. So I'm sending you a fresh one. This one should have the apostrophe taken out of it. If you close all of that out and open up the new one that I just sent. Actually, I don't know if it triggered the text another time, but it did send a fresh email. Oh, it did? Or it didn't?
It has not, no.
It has not. Okay. Give it a second. It's just saying that it's processing. So it'll show me on my end once it's sent, but it's saying that it's in processing. So the system's probably trying to fix it here. We'll give it a moment or two. One thing I want to tell you also, Keith, because you told me earlier that your wife and your daughter were working on the site, but you thought that all it does is ask for a quote. There's not a lot of content on it. Is if you guys feel like you want a new site, I can include that for you at no additional cost. So I'm going to send you a text message with a sample site. Do you guys own this domain?
Yes.
Okay, so we can build a brand new site on this domain and use your logo, and we can take some before and after photos off of your Facebook, and we can make it look really nice for you. Our sites are integrated with the Google Business page, so anytime somebody leaves you a 5-star rating on Google, that will also automatically populate over to your site. So I'll put a note in here that, you know, if you wanted to utilize that, they'll give that to you, you know, free of charge when they call you. And that way, you know, you don't have to worry about your wife spending a lot of time, you know, trying to rearrange it. But I did get confirmation that the new one was sent, the new little link.
Yeah, I just got it now. Now it's saying username and password.
Oh, you did it. Okay, good. Wow, you're fast. You're faster than me. I'm sitting here talking away, and you already had it done. I love it.
I'm not that guy. I'm the grunt, you know.
You did really good today. I don't know. It must be that you're trying to get off the phone and have that cold beverage, huh? So, but with that being said, Keith, you're all good to go. My technician will be calling you shortly, between 5 and 6 o'clock. And then if you ever need me down the road, the toll-free number is also on that text. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. Okay. And then if you ever wanted to call in and make an update, you just hit option 1, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. And we're available Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now the one thing I didn't come through was the thing about the webpage. Were you supposed to send me something about that?
I did. I sent it on a text. Let me just make sure that it came through.
It says
use our payment integration website to receive quick payments, and it's morganelectric.com. So at the bottom has little links to like his Zelle and his Venmo so people can hire him and pay for his services ahead of time. And if you want that, you can put the payment features on there. If not, you can just have the website without the payment features. But again, we'll design it based on your logo and the information that we see on your Facebook page.
What came up when I clicked on it was an electrical contractor.
Yes, that's a sample website for an electrical contractor. So that's what I was just telling you, that if you guys decide to put that site on your campaign, it's going to be catered to your industry. So I just real quickly wanted to show you a sample, so I just picked that one. Make sense?
Okay, cool. Yep.
Yeah, okay. Awesome. Okay, so you have a little bit of food for thought, so I'll let you go. That way you can have a little breather before they call you. And welcome aboard. I'm so glad that it worked out. So like I said before, best of luck to you and Becky, and have a very profitable year, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You as well, Keith. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.